Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Oh, one other comment. Shohei should be in jail. 888-957-9570.
You know, that's your opinion.
Yeah, it is. It is my opinion.
It's your opinion.
And like, again,
we don't know what they have on him, if anything.
No, I say that almost more in an emotional way than a charging way. You'll never, ever, ever get me to believe that he had no clue that millions of dollars were being moved out of his account. You'll never get me to believe it. So I say that even from the idea that I believe somebody else is in jail for Shohei's misgivings, if you will. And I find that to be kind of unconscionable. Same as Bonds.
Well, you just...
If y'all want me to give you a giant so that I can even it out, I'll say it. Like, absolutely. Somebody went to jail for Barry Bonds' misgivings.
Well, and the guy who went to jail was caught with substances, and maybe he was a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
We don't know, but...
Doesn't mean they're not guilty, too. That's not what I'm saying.
This happens all the time. And look at Terry Rozier, who the NBA cleared. They cleared him. They did their investigation, and they cleared him of any wrongdoing. And then the FBI swoops in and says, well, we actually have A, B, C, D, E, and F, so either the NBA botched the investigation or... They looked the other way. I don't know what happened, but the NBA clears Rozier, and then the FBI comes in over the top, and baseball kind of did the same thing with Bonds. Bonds never got suspended, and the feds, I actually was at the federal courthouse here in the city doing a live hit. It's kind of what helped launch my career. As Barry was coming out, I was doing a thing on the other station with Gary Radnich, and he thought it was hilarious, but Bonds was never indicted by the feds.
Right.
So... they must not have had enough concrete evidence, and
well,
that's just the way that goes sometimes.
I'll just say this real quick. Never, ever, ever forget that these sports leagues have a ton of power, even with the government, and they are very financially reliant on their best products being available. So to what level that happened then and now and whatever, no idea. But you got to be kidding me. If you think that Major League Baseball wouldn't, if something was amiss with Shohei Ohtani, you don't think baseball would push every button and pay every dollar to make sure that that just goes away?
Depends on how much is actually out there that's concrete. And there can be a lot of smoke, but if there's no fire, you get to a point where you can think whatever you want. If you don't have proof, then... that's kind of the way that goes.
There's definitely a Dodger fan listening. The text line, you should be in jail. The FBI cleared Ohtani. Okay, you trust the government? Good for you. Good for you. If you trust billion-dollar industry, good for you. No evidence on Ohtani, he says. Other than the fact that if I try to move $200 out of my account, I'm going to get a text message and an email. I can't Zelle somebody $50 without an email. You think $4 million can get taken out of an account without somebody's signature?
If he has if he has access to the account and he's doing other things financially for Shohei Ohtani, then yeah, you can move money.
I don't believe that to be true. Well, I do not believe that to be
true. I don't know Shohei, neither do you. I don't know how tight he is with his money.
I don't know Shohei. I know the way banks work, though. You can, like,
well, if he already has access to the account, then it's not a big deal.
Brother, I can't even get into my Academy of the Art, like, teacher window on the internet without multi-factor identification. I got to make sure my phone is next to me so that my laptop and then my phone
The
beep and then the code and all.
Just, the company email.
Just so I can check email.
I can't get the Friday recap from look. Without going to my phone, swiping down to the one login and getting back to the computer. I get it, but...
Well, he doesn't send those out until Monday anyway.
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah, you can't get them without multi-factor, and you can't get them until Monday. That's also true.
You can't recap Friday until Friday's all the way over.
Listen, y'all, everybody gets to believe what they want to believe.
Sure.
And I don't want to go on this tangent. I do not believe. I do not believe that amount of money can be moved around out of somebody's account without that person having any clue. That's the way I see it, and I'm never going to change my mind.
Yeah, I don't need to change your mind.
Anyway, how about Jim in Woodacre? Hi, Jim. Thank you for the call. What's going on?
Well, hi, guys, and I got to say, you guys are really showing your youth. And the reason I'm saying that is, have you ever heard of The Greatest?
Are you talking about Muhammad Ali?
Yes, I am, and nobody's mentioned him.
Well, I mean, there can be multiple reasons for that, Jim. I'm not much of a boxing guy, but B, the main reason, you're right. I never saw Muhammad Ali box, and the only thing I can give you today is my comment that Steph Curry is the best thing I've ever seen. So if that counts as showing your youth, then I guess guilty as charged.
But no, I'm just sort of joking with you. But what I'm saying is, I'm almost 84, and I actually saw Bobby Thompson hit the home run in 1951.
Oh man!
When I got home from school.
Oof.
So what I'm saying is, Muhammad Ali, originally Cassius Clay, was the most scintillating. He was the first smack talker in sports. No one talked smack before him. And plus he was one of the great heroes of American history because he let his principles override his money coming to him, and he gave up fighting and he was put in jail. And this guy, and plus, as far as another great sports and great athlete, nobody I've heard mentioned is Bo Jackson.
Yeah,
right?
That's a great call right there, Bo Jackson. A mix of greatness and entertainment is, I think, where he's coming from. And
yeah.
Ali, for sure. I caught late Ali. I didn't see the Cassius Clay portion, but Ali, late Kenny Norton and Howard Cosell on the mic. Yeah, that was the stuff when I was a kid, when I was about 7 or 8 and you were just on your way out. And that was like ABC Wide World of Sports.
On your way out is funny, but yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to be too graphic because your mom and dad listen, but you're on your way out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking your sweet time, but the Ali fights, that was like unbelievable. That's all he had, and it was a mix of greatness and entertainment like you're talking about.
Yeah, like again, I don't want to present this as in any sort of a way of like any one of these takes is right and someone else is wrong. The way I'm saying it is that to me, this is the most amazed I've ever been. Watching an athlete. This is the most entertained and amazed I've ever been. So run that through however long I've been a sports fan, and it covers that. Like if I started actually watching sports, like I'm not going to claim 1975, I was just born.
On your way out.
Yeah, early 80s. The first thing I can super remember was the Niners Super Bowl in January of 82 against the Cincinnati Bengals. It was on my 7th birthday, exact same day.
Yeah.
And we had that joint party. It's the first game I remember like caring about and really sitting down to watch. So anything from that moment forward, and this is the most, like, no, this is not the most emotional thing I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, I think there are other things that might rival that. You know, the Giants' first championship, or even the amazement you have when you're watching it through the eyes of being a kid, and you see something like that, all the Super Bowls of the 80s and whatnot, that hits completely different. Steph Curry's not my hero. I'm older than him. But I've never seen something like this. This entertaining and this much like, it doesn't make sense. You shouldn't be like, I will never understand how a human being at his size can do what he does. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I think Fitz mentioned it last night on the broadcast, and he said it on our show earlier when he came on, Bob Fitzgerald. He said he's rewriting the geometry, and I love that description because he has an ability with his muscle memory and his hand eye to understand exactly the trajectory of the shot, the distance he needs to get the shot off, the strength, and you know all of the things that go into the shot, but also understanding the distance, the player guarding him, the time and situation. That's the part of it that makes me continue to be awestruck because and my favorite photo, one of my favorite photos in sports history is the one from the Olympics when Wemby's coming out, four limbs a-ganglin to try to block it.
Exactly.
And Curry's geometry is just a little bit better and he's 7'5", but you can't close me out. And Steph hits the shot. And that's one of the most iconic pictures in sports history, I think.
I mean, and again, that's to my point. It makes no sense.
Right.
What are you doing? Why are you hitting a three over someone who's 7'5"?
Because he knows the geometry, the time and space. He knows the trajectory. He knows all of it, and he knows it in 0.0001 seconds.
And that should not be possible.
And then he executes it.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, we can enter this into the conversation if you want. I am someone who's kind of easily amazed. Like, not everybody's like that. There's a great comedy sketch from Louis C.K., and I know Louis C.K. has been through the whole...
Has he been canceled?
Cancellation sensation.
And that's then a buck. First buck of the day.
Yeah, and then he came back, and whatever. Like, I don't want to get into all
cha-ching!
That. But Louis C.K. has a skit that's called Everything is Amazing. And he literally starts it out by sitting down on an airplane next to a guy who's trying to, like, connect to the plane's Wi-Fi, and it won't work. And the guy's like, well, this thing's a piece of crap. And he's like, really? Is it a piece of crap? Because you're not on a tube right now in the air flying from one place to another that is thousands of miles away while you sip a drink and do a crossword puzzle. Again, that's sometimes I try to look at life that way as much as possible. I don't understand how we can all still just have this little rectangle in our pockets and connect to everything on planet Earth with it. Voice, internet, entertainment, everything is all just like...
Flying is probably the one that I still...
It's incredible.
And whenever I'm up there and people are throwing a fit because they can't get their drink and some baby's crying and all the rest of it, it's like, literally, we're going to go... You're going to fall asleep with your shoes off. Keep them on, folks. You're going to go... You know, about 4,100 miles in 5 hours, you're going to wake up and you're going to be somewhere really, really far away. And it's going to happen in 30,000 feet in the air.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
I still like get into my car and I think it's incredible that I can just touch that screen and send a text message on my phone without touching my phone or typing anything. I'm silly that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
So when you see a 6'2" guy launching threes from 36.
It's like, what on earth is that?
Right.
And so that's not to denigrate any of the other wows that are out there. Of course Shohei is a wow. And MJ, we could go on and on and on. Like, Jimmy Butler is a wow. Like, there's all these, but this is the wowiest of the wow for me.
And it's here, and it's us, and it's year 17, and there's a lot of that. And so we can... you know, you can make your compares and contrasts. I like what you're just saying, though. It's about that you don't think that you've ever seen anything this wowy. And I just boil it down to the mix of greatness and entertainment because it's so entertaining. Yeah. Even if you're not a Warrior fan, how do you not watch that if you like basketball and go and just and love it?
Yeah, I mean, the other basketball players do it.
Right.
You'll see LeBron tweet after a Warrior game where he's just like, you got to be kidding me, Steph. What the hell? What are you doing, dude? We're all a half a foot taller than you. How are you doing this? Josh in the city is next. Hi, Josh. We're going to do a higher or lower here in just a few minutes. Hi, Josh. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listening to you guys all the time on the way back from work. And my work is I'm a golf instructor, and I'm amazed at the ability of Steph Curry to hit a golf ball. It is unbelievable how good he is.
Josh, have you?
Yes.
You already watched it. You watched it, did you?
I did. I watched it with Bryson, and he's freaking out driving. Bryson, what, the longest hitter on the PGA? Well, he's not on the PGA Tour anymore. He's on LIV. But
yeah.
But his ability not only to hit the golf ball far, so straight, so solidly, his iron play was out of control. I mean, I teach golf all day long. I look at golf. I study it. I'm like, this guy has so much talent, and it's just – it's almost unfair that that much talent can be in one person. It's you know,
you're so,
obviously extremely entertaining watching him play basketball, but watching him play golf, I was – more in awe of that performance with Bryson than I've been at all the amazing things I've seen over the last, you know, dozen plus years with Steph on the court.
Josh, you're saying it perfectly, and thank you for the call. And for those of you who don't know what Josh is talking about, Bryson DeChambeau has a YouTube show called Break 50. And the concept is he and a partner play a great golf course, but from the forward tees.
Yeah, the shortest holes
possible. The shortest tee is possible, but the idea is, can they break 50?
And par is 72.
Right.
But so they, birdie every hole is not enough.
Not enough. So they have, and they do it as a scramble. So they both hit, and then you go to the best shot, and then you hit again, and blah, blah, blah. So he's done this with a bunch of people, and they've never been able to break 50 as a twosome. There was one moment where he brought on two guests, and I think they broke 50 as a threesome.
Ah, okay.
It's different because you got three shots, three putts, three tries at everything. And obviously, and those were with, I think they were with the YouTube golfers, the good golf guys, maybe something like that. But anyway, this is with a freaking NBA player, two players. Can they break 50? I keep saying, I don't want to spoil it for everybody. So go watch it.
Yep.
But what we will tell you is you will come away and go, okay, I knew Steph was good at golf, but that's absurd. Like you may come away with the opinion he outplayed Bryson DeChambeau that day. Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, it that's not possible.
It's a little different because, as you know, in a scramble, like there's a hole where Steph did really, really well with the first shot, and so now Bryson can go swing free and easy. So he plays a little differently.
No doubt.
Your point is not missed, and I would say go watch it. It's an hour. You go for the golf, but you stay for the conversation. And I mentioned this earlier during the crossover. Steph allows some real revealing insights about his process and his life that are lessons for all of us outside of basketball.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's absolutely fascinating. And again, entertainment, an hour long, Break 50, Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube page. They went to Lake Merced.
Yep.
They played at Lake Merced, Steph and Bryson, and they try to break 50. And oh my goodness, the whole thing is just absolutely fantastic. Having fun on a Friday on 95.7 The Game, and it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's Friday. We're going to have some fun. We've got the picks coming up in about 25 minutes, but let's do a higher or lower, dude. I'm super in the mood for this. You want to set this one up?
Oh, let's do it. Absolutely. And today's theme is playing off of Steve Kerr. I'm sure you've heard of him. Coach of the Golden State Warriors. And last night, he notched career win in the regular season. Career win number 569. So today, I'll give you 10 items. And It's up to Mark, Mark, and Lucas to decide if that item's number is higher or lower than 569. Today, we start with the defending champ, Lucas Alexander.
Ooh,
how you doing today, Lucas?
Just fired up.
Yeah.
Fired up to defend my crown.
What are we at right now, Lucas?
I'll update the scoreboard shortly after we say hello to the guests.
All right.
Up second today will be Mark Grandy. How you doing today, Mark Grandy?
Hopefully better than last time.
Yeah, it was a struggle for the Grandy man. I do believe he took the bronze. And our current leader in titles, my partner, Mark Willard. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, Dan. I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy you're here as well. Mark Willard with four titles, Grandy and Lucas with two crowns apiece. And in fact, Grandy, you reminded me that you got the bronze. So today we'll go Lucas, Willard, Grandy to start.
Okay.
That's right.
Whoever's in the lead or whoever got the last one right, you will get to lead off on item number two. Gentlemen, are we all ready?
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
Ready.
Higher or lower, 569. Lucas, we start with you. Career regular season home runs for Reggie Jackson.
Lower.
And that'd be Willard.
Oh, I feel like I know this one. 569. Oh, shoot. Lower.
And the Grandy man.
Yeah, lower.
It's a clean sweep. It is lower.
Yeah.
563.
I knew it
for
was
Reggie
up there.
Jackson.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Item number two. Same order. Lucas Alexander. Higher or lower than 569? Total number of catches, regular season and playoffs, from George Kittle. Higher or lower? 569.
Regular season catches.
Lower.
Regular season and playoffs by George Kittle. That was the descriptor?
Regular season.
Yep. Yeah, stick with my answer.
All right, lower. And Willard.
I mean, I want it to be higher. Yeah, I'll go higher.
And the Grandy man.
Higher.
Yeah, guys, it's higher.
Yes, sir.
Point for Grandy. Point for Willard. 575 is the answer.
Lucas, you suck at this.
All right. I know, right?
We will start with Willard here. This will be item number three. Higher or lower than 569, Mark Willard. Total length in miles of the Pacific Coast Highway in California.
Oh, gosh.
Higher or lower than 569.
Pacific Coast Highway
in California.
I'm going lower.
And the Grandy man.
I'm going higher.
And Lucas.
I think higher.
Yeah, it's higher, guys.
Ah, damn it.
Point to Grandy. Point to Lucas. 665.8 miles.
Really? That's impressive.
It's a lot of serpentine, a lot of back and forth.
Yep.
It's Grandy 3, Willard 2, Lucas 2. We're doing today's number in honor of Steve Kerr. Regular season wins, which is 569. We go to Grandy, the leader. Higher or lower than 569? Official wrestling weight in pounds of American sumo legend Aki Bono.
Oh, God.
Aki Bono?
Higher or lower than 569. Official wrestling weight in pounds of American sumo legend Aki Bono.
569.
That's a lot of pounds.
I think I got to go lower. Yeah, lower.
And Lucas, you got the last one, right?
I'm going lower as well.
And Willard.
I'm feeling juicy. I'm going to go higher.
Yeah, it's lower, guys.
Ah, that's too bad.
He weighed in a trim 514.
Oh.
Aki Bono, who was a Yokozuna from Hawaii.
No clue what you just said.
Yokozuna is the highest ranking you can get as a sumo, and he was Hawaiian. He's the American hero in sumo. Grandy, 4. Lucas, 3. Willard, 2. We move on to the next item. We start with Grandy. Higher or lower than 569? Career regular season field goals made by Adam Vinatieri.
569.
Good Lord, that's a lot of field goals.
He played like 20-something years, didn't he? 569. Regular season?
I believe that's what I said.
I'm double-checking.
Don't seize up on me now. Stay with me now.
Lower.
And Lucas.
Lower.
And Willard.
I mean, I'll go higher.
Yeah, it's higher, guys.
Yes,
sir.
He's the all-time leader. 599.
Wow.
599.
Are you out of your mind?
Grandy, 4. Willard, 3. Lucas, 3. We start with Grandy. He's in the lead. Willard, you'll go second. Higher or lower than 569. Total points scored in Super Bowls involving the New England Patriots. Higher or lower than 569.
Ooh.
Thought of this one on Bart. I like this one.
Yeah. There was like 65 or 70 of them in one of the Super Bowls alone.
I thought you meant that many Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I'll go higher.
And I think it's Willard next. Yep.
Sure.
I'm going to go lower.
And Lucas.
I'm going lower as well.
Yeah, we have a three-way tie, gentlemen.
Yes,
it's lower.
Yes, sir.
Lower. The total's 528.
Yeah.
And I think that they've been in 12 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I was thinking all the way back to they lost to the Super Bowl shuffle.
55-10.
And that was a lot of, well, no, 55-10, wasn't that the score of the Niners-Broncos game?
Yeah.
I thought the Super Bowl shuffle was like 46-3 or something.
Something like that.
Anyway, whatever's a lot of points.
And the one that they lost to Jared Goff, that was like 13-10 or something.
Yeah.
16-7.
They didn't lose it to Jared Goff. But yeah, that was low scoring.
All right, so we're going to go Willard Lucas Grandy on this one as we keep going higher or lower than Steve Kerr career wins. It's 569.
This is tense.
We start with Willard. All-time total medals, gold, silver, and bronze, won by the USA in swimming. All-time swimming medals.
We get a lot.
Higher or lower than 569?
Higher.
And is it Grandy?
No, Lucas.
Lucas?
I always underestimate how much math is in these. It's really difficult.
I know. It's
you know I love math.
I don't even know
how many
Olympics.
Where would you start on this one? Yeah. How many Olympics have
many
there
Olympics,
been? How many competitions
right,
are there?
About how many do they win a year?
Did the Olympics start in like BC? Like when did they start?
Guys, we're not at the Q&A portion of the game. I'm sorry. Lucas, I need an answer.
Lower.
And Grandy.
What did Willard answer?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah,
this game's partly about listening.
You're just going to have to.
Lower. You
got to lock in, dude.
Yeah, it's higher, guys. He answered higher.
Freaking sir!
606 is the answer. All time.
We weren't close.
Missy Franklin has 104 of them, just incidentally.
What? Wow.
I made that up.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
can't be
she's
true.
Got 20-something. Michael Phelps the same. Willard, 6. I'm sorry, Willard, 5.
5.
Grandy, 4.
Lucas,
4.
What round are we in?
There are 3 more to go.
3 more to go. Okay.
We start with Willard. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
Steve Kerr, 569 career wins. That's our number. Higher or lower than 569? According to the 2020 census,
according to
the total population of the Humboldt County town of Scotia.
I'm going lower.
And Lucas?
Higher.
And Grandy?
Yeah, higher.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a three-way
Damn
tie.
It. Yes. Damn it.
Let's go, Lucas.
Scotia's got 681 people.
Oh, I forgot.
Duh.
If you've ever watched,
people just moved there.
You ever watched the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
The opening sequence when Guy Fieri's driving across that green bridge, that's the bridge that goes from Scotia to his hometown of Ferndale.
Huh.
Is Scotia related to Nova Scotia?
No, this is just Scotia.
All right.
The original Scotia, but I won't go there. 5-5-5.
I remember Mike Scotia. He used to play for the Dodgers.
Thank you. That's a solid 4, but don't try to distract here.
Stop
higher
it,
than
Grandy.
Lower, 569. We have a 3-way tie. We'll go Lucas, Grandy, Willard on this round. Higher or lower than 569? Total points scored by Will Richard his senior year at Florida.
Oh, boy.
Higher or lower than 569?
Look
lower. At their brains are trying to...
And Grandy...
Does this include the tournament, playoff games?
And Grandy.
That's a fair question,
higher.
I think.
His senior year. So wouldn't the playoffs be a part of his senior year?
Yeah, total points.
Okay.
Total points.
Grandy goes higher. And Willard?
I'll go lower.
Yeah, Grandy, you've fallen behind. It is lower. 531. Just for reference, he played 40 games.
Mm.
And 531 for Richard.
Yeah, I was accounting for more like 47 games.
Lucas, 6. Yeah. Willard, 6. Grandy, 5. It's a must make for Grandy. We go from Lucas to Willard to Grandy here.
Is this the last round?
This is it.
Okay.
Higher or lower than 569? Steve Kerr's regular season win total.
So stressed.
Start with Lucas. Most passing yards in an NFL game set by Norm Van Brocklin. Higher or lower than 569?
This is a fun one.
Thank you. Oh, you guys should probably
higher.
You don't have to write down your answer.
No,
higher.
I don't have to write down the answer.
Okay, Willard?
I was going to say higher, so I'm going to stick with it, even though I know it clinches a tie. Sorry. Higher.
And?
Oh, I have to go lower.
He has
then.
To go lower.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the 3-way tie.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Norm Van Brocklin, 554. We have reached the tiebreaker portion of the program. You'll write down your answer. You can go over the number. It's the closest to the number. You can go over. The tiebreaker is, Joe Montana holds the Niners single-game record. How many yards did he pass for?
Oh, the Niners single game record.
Ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Let me know when you have your answers written down. The closest to the actual number will be the winner of higher or lower.
I've got my answer.
Lucas, you have your answer?
I do.
And Grandy, I can see you still writing. I need the Jeopardy. Bup, bup, bup. All right, we'll just start with Willard because you're closest to me.
I thought you would really appreciate this answer, Debs.
Yep.
I went with 420.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go, dog. Cool. Grandy, next in my eye line.
I went with 503.
503. And Lucas.
469.
469. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of today's higher or lower. He's going back to back. It's Lucas Alexander.
Wow.
I had a feeling.
Lucas Alexander. The correct answer is 476.
Woo.
Wow. Lucas was 7 yards off. And
nice job.
Willard going for comedy. I appreciate it. Grandy, sturdy, solid guess, but Lucas just Lucas got there closer. So now Lucas with back-to-back crowns. He's got three.
Mm-hmm. Grandy, you're in last by yourself.
That's unexpected.
Only thing I wanted was just for Lucas to lose, and it didn't work out that way.
Everything I had.
Yep.
I was down early, and I rallied.
You fought.
Yeah.
You fought.
I gave it everything I had.
Next week, we're playing off the total number of World Series held, and it's got a Halloween theme to it, so I think you'll enjoy it.
Are you dressing up?
No. God, no.
Like, not even, to take Mila out?
No.
No.
I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in it?
Correct. Yeah, I don't believe in...
When did that happen? Because I'm sure you've dressed up at some point in your life.
Not as an adult. No.
Well,
no.
So never after age 18?
Probably after age 14. Even though I was a late bloomer, I might have went trick-or-treating at 15 because I love candy, but...
What was your favorite costume ever?
I had the same costume every year.
What was it?
It was a Joe Namath football outfit. Yes, I'm that old. I had an old Jets helmet. I had a number 12 jersey. And I would, if I had football pants, I'd wear them. If not, I'd wear sweats.
Okay.
Get a pillowcase, and I'll see you in 5 hours.
Yeah.
With diabetes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. I was never, face paint terrifies me. And I never, a mask, it's too hot. Where's my Joe Namath? And by house 5, that helmet's gone. I mean, I'm carrying the helmet.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, that's what the parents are for.
Right.
You carry all the stuff that the kids think that they're going to wear that they don't want to wear when they saw them start running around the neighborhood.
My daughter, who's 3, is already on her second costume, not even to Halloween yet.
What's she going to be?
She's going to be a purple butterfly.
Okay.
Unless she ruins it like she ruined the rainbow butterfly from 2 weeks ago. The wings are broken. The tutu is ripped.
How did she ruin it? What happened?
She's 3.
I get it.
She wore it around the house, and next thing you know, one of the wings is droopy, and, the tutu's ripped. It's like, we got to get a new costume.
Mm.
Back to the dollar store.
Yeah.
Anyway, congrats, Lucas.
It's too late on Amazon. You're hosed if you're going on Amazon.
It's getting a little late.
It's getting a little late in the game. Grandy and Lucas, you guys dressing up this year?
No.
No? What a bunch of poopers, man. You dressing up, Lucas? You dressing up for Halloween?
For the office Halloween or for
anything?
Yeah, I'm going to a party next Friday with the lady. So
the lady. Something. Okay.
Yeah.
And will you guys go with matching costumes, like a thematic, look at me, Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy?
Not like that, but there will be some play together, yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like you should be in one of Dibs' dreams.
Nah, I'm good on that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you and the lovely Christy going to have a thematic thing?
Apparently there's a shindig.
I don't know what's going on with my brain.
Yeah, there's a shindig on Saturday, the first, that we're supposed to go to. But yeah, we have not thought about, I think she wants to combo the whole deal, but I don't know. I already have one costume in my hip pocket, but we won't go as that. Because it's Luigi from Mario.
Yeah.
Because Christy's daughter and I tomorrow are taking the dogs to a dog costume contest. And we're going to win. And the dogs are Mario and Luigi, so we have to be Mario and Luigi.
So you're going to dress up
combo costume with the dogs.
So you'll be in a costume and the dogs will be also in a costume.
It's going to be a yes from me, dog.
Thank you. Where is the contest?
At the pet store.
Nearby.
Yeah.
You're
going to win a gift card.
Normally, I would be derisive of such an event, but I think it was last year we went to the place where field work is in San Ramon.
Yeah.
That gigantic,
wonderful. It's a great place.
I can't remember the name of it, but they had a dog parade, and there had to be 300 dogs, and my daughter was losing her mind.
I bet.
Because she's dog friendly.
It's pretty exciting.
And you watch all these dogs and like, oh, there's an alien. Oh, there's a robot. And
well,
some of these costumes get pretty creative for these pets.
I'm a little worried, though, because their dog, Atlas, put the Mario outfit on, and she's just like, great. Is there a treat? What are we doing? I tried to put the Luigi costume on Penny last night. She didn't yike it.
No.
No, she tried to, shake that thing.
Shake
that hat right off her head. And she's got huge ears that need to go through the holes. And it's not easy now to get them in there and have them stay there. So we're going to see how it goes. But we're not planning on taking second place tomorrow.
Just know that when you go in there, the competition will be stiff. People take this stuff seriously.
I don't know how many people are going to be there, but
I would predict that there's going to be 75 pets minimum. That's maybe 100.
That would be disappointing.
I'm telling you, people, what I saw in San Ramon, what blew me away, the amount of people.
Yeah, but that's a big mall. This is just like the local, down the street thingamabob. She brought home an announcement of this contest on a piece of paper that was smaller than my palm.
Okay.
I needed readers to find out what the rules were. So I'm like, I don't know how many people know about this because it's not like, it's not being advertised very, very firmly. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
City Center Bishop Ranch is where we were.
There you go. Bishop Ranch.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll let you know on Monday how that
goes.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks. We're not going home without a crown.
Okay.
That's the deal. Engagement is everything on the court and in life. You know that. And we've been asking you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page before every game. And there's a game tonight. It's presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. We asked earlier, after Steph Curry's unbelievable performance last night, is he the most exciting athlete you've ever watched? And the results are in, Dibs. It was a simple yes or no question. And yes came in at, what do you think?
81%.
Keep going.
85%.
Keep going.
92%?
92%.
Wow. Okay.
And then 8% of you are haters.
I mean, there might be people who are a little older and you've lived a little, you know?
I guess.
Some of us weren't born when the Niners got good. We lived through Rick Barry in an underhand free throw.
Pretty entertaining.
Muhammad Ali with a rope-a-dope-dope.
Remember when Rick Barry was like, come on, people?
I'll never forget it.
That was pretty entertaining, too.
I will never forget it.
Another, I could not care less.
Another hour-long thing you can look at on YouTube. This halftime keeps going.
All right. You know what we should do is the picks.
Okay.
We should play the Dibbers. You got a nice win last night. We had a sick night, Dibbers.
Yeah. That was Ottoman.
22-10.
The feet were up.
Yeah. I like that one. Warriors Live with Evan Giddings is just about 20 minutes away. And that's presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place with Xfinity. Imagine that. And we're sponsored by Ceramani Ford. The picks are coming up next. And if you've ever done Friday on Willie and Dibby, there might be something else coming up around the bend, too, on Willie and Dibby.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, back to
Will and Divvy
on 95.7 The Game.
We got a game tonight.
Yeah, we do.
We got another game tonight.
Games all over the damn place.
Yeah, no, we have a game tonight. Well, I mean, no, there's another game tonight.
Thank
Cal,
you. Yeah.
Cal is already overcome a 10-point deficit against Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Who's their quarterback?
Exactly.
Sagapulatele.
Yeah, I got you.
I got you.
Well, if you got me, then you better make the right picks.
The picks are in.
Then let's fade the Dibber. Well, we'll start with Sunday night football, and in this particular case, I'm really excited to see who you pick because I know you well. You're my partner.
Yep.
There are a few things in this world, like anyone else, that you really, really don't like. And Aaron Rodgers is one of those things. And this is the Aaron Rodgers Bowl. The Green Bay Packers will go on the road to the Pittsburgh Steelers for Sunday night football, and Aaron Rodgers is dripping all over this whole thing. So what is Dibs going to do with that? Let's find out. The Packers are road favorites. So you know what them Steelers are.
They're home dog.
So Packers -3, Dibs.
Well, sometimes you just keep it as simple as you can, and you look at a Green Bay offense, which is one of the best in football according to metrics, but the Steelers have a good one. Neither team has a wonderful, terrific defense, and the Steelers, under Tomlin, 14-4 off a bye. This is not a bye, but it's a baby bye. Pittsburgh is home. Pittsburgh's getting points. Aaron Rodgers is just so petty to try to win this game more than any other game. We're going to take Pittsburgh and the 3. Shh. Skakow.
Wow. No, I'm not clapping.
Oh, I'm fading.
I'm not clapping.
Fade?
I'm not clapping. Yeah, I'm not fading.
You can give Tomlin 3 extra days?
No, that's the right pick.
And the Petty King is going up against Green Bay?
Yeah, y'all are wrong. I'm just frozen because I'm shocked that you picked Aaron Rodgers.
Sometimes you got to take emotion out of it, Mark. And you look at the metrics, and Green Bay's a little bit better, But I do like them home dogs.
I don't like Green Bay on the road this year. Green Bay has been a production of Lambeau Field so far this year.
Yep.
I'm with you on the pick. All right. Enough of this crap.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Sunday night football. The only game this weekend that matters happens in the morning. They ain't leaving till 10 in the morning.
Can I pick it in the morning?
The Houston Texans are the home team. The San Francisco 49ers will arrive, hoping for a pass rush against one of the worst offensive lines in football. But then again, the defensive line is better than the offensive line on the other side, too. Everybody's hurt. What do we do about that? I don't know. We simply say Niners plus 2.5. Dibs.
You look at the advanced metrics, and Houston's got a great defense, but it's built primarily on the pass defense. The run defense, according to EPA, is dead in the middle. The one thing that the 49ers can do with George Kittle back is run the ball. And the Texans are okay against the run. And the flip side is the Texans' offensive line is one of the worst in football. And I do think that Robert Saleh will do what he did last week, which is confuse a quarterback who can be confused. You're getting 2.5. I think that the Niners, on paper, with all the injuries, they're not more injured than the Texans. The Texans can't protect, and they have no wide receivers, and their running back is kind of just a guy. This one, to me, is my most confident pick of the week, and I'm going to ride with the Niners. We're going to take the Niners and the 2.5 on the road.
Grandy and Lucas are so, I think you guys like, I think they wanted to fade you.
Yep.
They wanted to fade you, and then you said Niners, and they just froze. They didn't know what to do.
Well, because they agree with me.
Yeah, here's my pick, the pick. I thought you would go Niners plus 2.5 and Packers minus 3. Again, those aren't my picks. That's what I thought you would pick.
Right.
But you did once, and then you didn't once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Pittsburgh at home, I like a home dog, and I do think that the Steelers, they're an interesting team, and the Packers are kind of up and down, so you're getting, and I get 3.5 in my pool, so I just took it. I take them home dogs and run.
I saw earlier today the public is heavy on the Niners. The Sharps are real big on the Texans.
Yeah, I don't like the Vegas part of this game.
Yeah.
Because everybody who I know is looking at it and going, dude, candy baby, Niners, they're better than Houston. Why are they getting points? You know my philosophy.
Yep.
When a spread stinks, there's a reason. And you should lean into it. Now, I'm not doing anything because it's a Niner game. I'm going to sit down, make some bad food, and watch. That's what I'm going to do. But beyond that, I do not like at all what the Vegas aspect of this is saying about this game. Don't like it one bit.
Yeah, I mean, Houston's given up 88 points in 6 games. That is basically 14 and change a ball game, but Houston can't score. They can't block, they don't have great receivers, and their quarterback, to me, is a guy who is dropping his head and doesn't have a lot of confidence because he's got no time. Even though the Niners can't rush the passer, they can on Sunday because they can't block.
5 o'clock sip presented by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Celebrate with Surfside. I tried this for the first time a couple of weeks ago. It's really good. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Here's what games we're sipping on this weekend. We were just talking about one of them. Niners with a 10 o'clock start in Houston. And obviously, we are just moments away from Evan Giddings taking over for Warriors Live. We got another Dubs game tonight. We get to see the chef in action again. The Blazers hosting the Warriors on 95.7 The Game in just over an hour.
Looking forward to it. And as I said to Bob Fitzgerald earlier, 82-0, still on the table.
It is. It is for the moment. Hopefully that'll still be the case when we go to bed tonight. They are going to have to rely on some of the younger guys. For me, namely Quentin Post, because Al Horford won't play back-to-backs. And this is a back-to-back, and Al Horford ain't playing tonight.
Yeah, and also Trace Jackson Davis, as Bob told us earlier, he'll make his debut. I don't think he's played yet, so you get some TJD in that center rotation as well.
Yep, there it is. That's the 5 o'clock sip presented by Surfside. All right, we are moving and shaking through our week, and as we said, headed toward Warriors Live. But there is one thing There's one thing that happens late on a Friday, and we cannot leave until it happens. So out to the phones we go. Let's go to Kurt.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In Hayward Hills. Hello, Kurt!
Hello! I'm doing great. Willard and Dave, the two best sports boys in town. And let me tell you, I'm doing so great. Let me tell you something that I'm going to tell you about that I called it. I told you Kuminga, my boy, Kuminga. I'm on Kuminga's side for the last half a year, and I told you Kuminga wasn't going anywhere, and he's not going anywhere in January, and he's a starter. They ended with him as a starter. Steph Curry. Oh, Curry, he's the best shooter, best everything all-around player, but still about Kuminga. He is what I'm going to tell you, fellas, and you're going to hear this a lot, and people are going to copy this line. He's an electrifying player. And let me tell you, he's going to make this team win a championship. They got a hell of a bench. They got some veterans. I don't even want to get into about Curry. Curry is the amazing player of all times. There's no one ever like Curry. Not only is he a shooter, but he can dribble. Did you see the way he dribbled two people last night in the overtime? Two layups right through everybody. Not only is he a dribble, he steals the ball. He may not be a great defensive player, but he's the greatest player of all time in the world, and nobody's better than him in sports. Moving to the 49ers, what did I tell you about last week? I told you, Bet, I told you that they would run the ball about Kittle. I think exactly what they did. They ran the ball behind Kittle, and they're going to run the ball down the throat at Houston. Houston's offense is terrible. Our defense is great. You know why? Robert Saleh is great. He's the massive defense. And when you got the coaches that are all top line, you got a chance to win. And I can tell you one thing. Watch out for the Warriors. Their direction is, I would say, if they keep healthy, championship this year.
Whoa.
Bottom line. Yeah. Championship. Yeah.
Kurt, you're kind of on fire, and Kuminga does look great, and we know you love Robert Saleh. Last week was a huge week for him. The Sharps like the Texans and the Blazers this weekend. Kurt, what do you want to tell the Sharps?
Sharp, you know what I want to tell you? Get out
of here! Atta baby, Kurt. Atta baby. He told you.
Yeah.
He told you.
Dibs, I'd love you, but I told you last week, Robert Saleh, they're going to win the game. They're going to cover. I like my Kurt. I think it's getting better.
It's not your Bosa, but it's getting there.
No. First one of the day.
All right. Warriors lives right around the corner. That is what's coming up on the game, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I'm busy tomorrow.
How about Sunday?
Nah, I can't.
You want to do it on Monday?
They can't wait for Monday.
Yeah, we got another Warrior game that night.
Hopefully it's a victory Monday.
Yeah, hopefully it is a victory Monday.
Yep.
Warriors and Blazers in an hour. Evan Giddings is standing by. Thank you for a great week, everybody. We appreciate you. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.